Blackstone presents Wish Her Safe at Home by Stephen Benatar. This book is read by Elizabeth Nolden. As before, this book is lovingly dedicated to my family, with now a special thank you to Prue for suggesting minor but useful alterations for the present edition. Also, a thank you to your cohorts, Katie and Pascal. It is dedicated, too, to Charlotte Barrow. I'll always be grateful that, back in 1982, you rescued my manuscript from the slush pile. And lastly, to my partner John. Thanks, doll. 1. My great-aunt, in middle age, had become practically a recluse, and when she died, I remembered very little of her. Because the last time I'd visited that stuffy basement flat in St. John's Wood had been 37 years earlier, in 1944, when I was only 10. So perhaps my most vivid recollection was of hearing her tell us, my mother and me, on at least half a dozen occasions, like a favourite fairy tale, the full unchanging story of a play called Bitter Sweet. Looking back, I couldn't rationally believe it was the only show which she had ever enjoyed, but she nearly made it sound like that, still spoke of it some 15 years after she had seen it, as though she had been present just the previous night. And then, unfailingly, she entertained us with the same 2 songs. She would stand up, this rather dumpy woman, and either with hands touching her bosom, or else with arms thrown wide, her eyes intense and misted, her full voice slightly husky, would render these ballads so throbbingly that my mother and I had to gaze into our laps, and I would have to drive my nails into my palms, surely providing, for both of us, a rare moment of togetherness. And almost 40 years later, I could still hear, very clearly, my Aunt Alicia as she sang, "Although when shadows fall, I think, if only," there'd be a brief and sacramental hush, "somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear. Cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near." Unremarkably, those few lines stayed with me without my making any effort, and one afternoon, during break, I surprised all the other girls in the playground by suddenly bursting forth. The most popular songs of the period were "Swinging on a Star" and "Don't Fence Me In," and morale-boosting, lump-in-the-throat things like "The White Cliffs of Dover." But this one became an instant...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?